right. Welcome. Good morning, everyone. Good to have you all here. We are the Burke Acoustic Music Society, a.k.a. the Pastor's Band, a.k.a. Staph Infection.
Daddy, Mama tried to raise me better, but her bleeding I denied. That leaves only me to blame, cause Mama tried. Yeah, that leaves only me to blame, cause Mama tried.
Cowboy hat that does it.
Thank you, Merle.
It's true.
Now we're gonna shift.
All hat, no cattle on this side of the guitar.
Now we're gonna shift to Hank Williams, huh?
Here we go, Hank.
You wanted to do this at
yeah,
tempo.
Yeah, we'll count. One, two, one.
I said, hey, good looking. Hey, what you got cooking? I was about cooking something up with me. Hey, sweet baby. Well, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill. I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and a dancing spree. So if you want to have fun, come along with me singing. Hey, good looking. Hey, what?
Back old memories, sometimes new ones. Lord, we thank you for the lives that you give us, the fact that we can live in the light of your grace. Thanks, God, for your gracious Son, Jesus Christ, who makes all things possible. So we pray that as we enjoy this music and then later on the food, that you would bless us in this time. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So back before the days that I knew how to pray, when I was a heathen, 21 years old, back 1974, I was playing in a rock and roll band. They called me Funky Bob. That was my name. I wasn't sure if that was because of the style of my playing or something else. And I wore platform sneakers. So if you can imagine me wearing 2-inch platform sneakers, and I thought it was cool in those days. So my song was Long Train Runnin' by the Doobie Brothers. So we decided to pull that out of the old box and start off with that. So go ahead. Down around the corner, half a mile from here, see them old trains run, and you watch them disappear without love. Where would you be now? Without love. You know I saw Miss Lucy coming down the track. She lost her home and her family, and she won't be coming back without love. Where would you be now? Without love. Well, the Illinois Central, Southern Central Freight, keep on pushing, mama, cause you know they're running late without love. Where would you be now? Without Southern Central Freight, keep on pushing, mama, cause you know they're running late without love. Where would you be now? Without love. Where the pistons keep on turning and the wheel go round and round. Steel rails are cold and hard, but the miles get old down without love. Where would you be now? would you be now? That's a good way to end it, I think. Back out of it slowly.
Take two.
Right.
Now we move to Texas. This is an old Walt Wilkins tune called It's Only Rain.
Barnstorm brewing up in the loft. It comes down, she falls so soft like rain. It's only rain. Peaceful sleeping is a living proof. Nothing sounds like an old tin roof like rain. It's only rain. It's only rain. It's only rain. The small farmer in red dirt clay drops a shovel and he kneels to pray for rain. It's only rain. Starbucks stranger, where'd you come from? Fire the cannon and bang the drum for rain. It's only rain. It's only rain. It's only rain. Barnstorm brewing up in the loft. Comes down, falls so soft like rain. It's only 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 rain.
Now we bring the real talent into the group.
That's right.
You know, my job at Emmanuel Bible Church is that I'm the pastor for membership and the pastor for baptism. And so I really have the best gig in the whole church. I spend most of my week getting to read testimonies of people and what God's done in their life and how he saved them. And, you know, someone was just asking me my testimony. And it's a little bit more like Merle Haggard explained than I want it to be. But maybe your story's like this, too.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dreams of growing up to ride. On a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, no one could change my mind but mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, with a bat I kept on turning till mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, hey, mama tried to raise me better. But her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, cause mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, he left my mom a heavy load.
She tried so very hard to fill his shoes. Working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried, hey, Mama tried, hey, Mama tried to raise me better. But her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, cause Mama tried. Yeah, that leaves only me to blame, cause Mama tried.
Thank you, Merle.
It's true.
Now we're going to shift.
All hat, no cattle on this side of the guitar.
Now we're going to shift to Hank Williams, huh?
Here we go, Hank.
You wanted to do this at
yeah,
tempo.
Yeah, we'll count. Well, one, two, one.
I said, hey, good looking. Hey, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Hey, sweet baby, with dawn. You think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill. I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and a dancing spree. So if you want to have fun, come along with me singing. Hey, good looking. Hey, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Free and ready, so we can go steady. How's about saving all your time for me? Hey, no more looking. I know I've been tooken. How's about keeping steady company? I'm gonna throw my date book over the fence. Find me one for 5 or 10 cents. I'll keep it till it's covered with age, cause I'm writing your name on every page, singing, hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? How's about cooking something up with me?
David loves Creedence. We all love. Doesn't everybody love Creedence Clearwater?
I thought they were a Christian group. They had a revival in it.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh well.
Different kind of revival, I guess.
Yeah. You know? Okay, Hank.
I'm great. I'm
you
great.
You cool down?
All right. Yeah. So here we go. There's a lot of Christian songs here.
Someone told me long ago. There's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water. Have you ever seen the rain? And I will know, have you ever seen the rain? Coming down a sunny day. Yesterday and days before, sun is cold and rain is hard. I know, been that way for all my time. Till forever on it goes, through the circle fast and slow. I know, it can't stop, I wonder. And I will know, you ever seen the rain coming down a sunny day?
Well, glad it's not raining kind. Today. We got sunny day today.
Yeah. All right. This is a ukulele, it's not a mandolin. And, you know, I started, well, after I played the bass, and I realized I couldn't play the guitar, which just wasn't good enough. So I took out the ukulele, because I figured it was the squirreliest instrument that anybody could possibly, you know, it's always associated with Tiny Tim and everything like that.
If you're a ukulele player and have been offended by what Bob has just said, you can register that complaint.
Yes, but anyway, so one Christmas I bought four of them. One for everybody in the family, because I thought there is no cornier instrument. But you know, you can play anything on a ukulele with almost one finger. So anyway, so I took this up. Now I can't remember any of the chords, so you know what comes out. So anyway, to tell this story here, years ago when we had a program called Reveille, it was a men's thing, and Tom Joyce had met on Thursday mornings?
Yes,
Thursday
it was.
Thursday morning, 6 a.m. It's been replaced by Core Strength, but back in those days, we did a series on the disciples. And so all the good guys got real disciples, you know, like Matthew, Mark, you know, John. They're two of those guys who really weren't disciples. Anyway.
I got a coppersmith.
Yes, right. So anyway, all these guys, they got them, and I pulled the short straw. I got Matthias, who's only mentioned one time in the Bible. And so it always bugged me that there's no Bobs in the Bible. Bob does. You can go from Genesis all the way through the end. There's nobody named Bob. Robert, Bobby, Berto, there's no Bobs in the Bible anywhere. There's just nothing, you know? So I decided I'd write a song. And so I started, you know, I had heard some chords on YouTube, and I thought, well, those are really cool chords. I should learn them. And then I wrote words for it, and I decided, because I only had one verse to preach on that Thursday morning, so if I wrote a song, I could fill at least 5 minutes or 3 minutes with a song, and if I talked about it, like I'm doing now, we could extend it even further. So that's what preachers do. They, you know, fill time sometimes.
So you're saying this is longer than the song?
Oh, my speech has been, but, you know, they gave me time to put on my picks. So here we go. Ain't no Bobs in the Bible. It's really about a guy named Matthias. If you read Acts chapter 1 or 2, you'll find him there. Here we go. 1, 2. The Bible, at least it's what my friends say to me. Ain't no Bobs in the Bible. Look from Genesis to Revelation. God, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, Abraham and Jonah, David and his son. But ain't no Bobs in the Bible. At least it's what my friends say to me. Let's talk about Matthias in the Bible. He is mentioned just one time. But once is better than nothing. I'd be a lonely one-verse guy. Needed someone new for Judas, so they threw the dice. Matthias was the lucky one, the others say goodbye. That's how we got in the Bible. He didn't even have to try. I'm gonna play a solo now. Self-proclaimed hit.
This next song is an environmental song. You know, I don't know if you've noticed, the gas prices have gone up.
That's right.
And the mountains in West Virginia are going down.
Somebody took away a whole
And
town
so John Prine wrote a song about it. And it's called Paradise. Take it away.
I was a child. My family would travel down to western Kentucky, where my parents were born. And there in the back town, I often remember so many times my memories were warm. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Sometimes we travel right down the Green River to an abandoned old prison by Eldery Hill. And the air smells like snakes, and we shoot our pistols. Empty pop bottles is all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. And the coal company came with the world's largest shovel. They tortured the timber and stripped all the land. Well, they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken. Then they wrote it all down as the progress of man. Well, Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, 5 miles away, wherever I am. And Daddy, won't you take me down to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
So sad.
So sad. Almost as sad as this song. But this one's sadder. Actually, this is a victorious Christian song sung slowly and in a minor key.
This is our sad
which is half
section.
The Psalms. You know, this
sad
section
concert. That's
you know,
that's
what a mictum means, minor key, right?
Sad section of the...
Here we go. I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger traveling through this world of woe. There's no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going there, sorry about that, to see my Father. Cloud will clouds die just before me, where God's redeemed their vigils keep. Everyone now, I'm going there to see my mother. She said she'd meet me when I come. I'm only going over to Jordan. I'm only going over to home. Come on, Steve, now. Our Father, I'm going there to see my Father. I'm going there no more to Rome. I'm only going to my Jordan. I'm only going over home. I'm gonna wear a crown of glory. I'm going to wear that crown of glory. I'm going home to that good land. Well, I want to shout salvation story in concert with all the blood-washed band. I'm going there to see my Savior,
to see my Savior.
I'm going there.
I'm going there.
No more to Rome.
No more to Rome.
I'm only going
special guest.
Oh, yes, Bliss. Indeed. We bring forward to the stage right now the lovely and talented Miss Janice Horn.
Bear with me, y'all.
All right, oh, what?
After midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I stopped to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the skies turn gloomy, night winds whisper to me, I'm lonesome as I can be. I go out walking after midnight. after midnight searching for me.
There's an old Dolly Parton tune here.
Well, I met an old man walking down the street. His clothes were torn and tattered, with sandals on his feet. And I stopped to help him and lend him a hand. He said, "I love you so much, but you must understand, silver and gold might buy you a home, but things of this world, they won't last you long. And time has a way of turning us old. Time can't be bought back with silver and gold." And he said to me, "Let's rest for a while, 'cause I have some good news to share with you, child." He said, "You can't change this old world, but people need to know that a dear Savior died here a long, long time ago, and silver and gold might buy you a home, but things of this world, they won't last you long. And time has a way of turning us old. And time can't be bought back with silver and gold." His eyes shone like diamonds, and his smile was heaven sent. His hair was long and flowing, and his back was slightly bent. And I knew he knew it, 'cause that day I changed. And as I watched him walk on, I forgot to get his name. He said, "Silver and gold can't buy you a home when this life has ended and your time is gone. But you can live in a world where you'll never grow old, and things can't be bought there with silver and gold. And time can't be bought back with silver and gold."
Thank you, Dolly.
Alrighty. Another train song, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you can't be a country music singer without a train song.
We have lots of train songs. Long train
song. Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks of mail. And all along
the southbound Odyssey. The train pulls out of Kankakee and it rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name and freight yards full of old black men and the graveyards of the rusted automobile. Good morning, America, how are you? I say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. And I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done, dealing card games with the old men in the club car. Just a penny a point, ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle and feel the wheels rumbling beneath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpets made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep, rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? I say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. Gone 500 miles when the day is done. Nighttime on the city of New Orleans. Changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home and we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream, and the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings the songs again, the passengers will please refrain. This train has got the disappearing railroad and blues. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. And I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go, eh, me oh my oh. Me gotta go, Porto Piro down the bayou. Hey, my Yvonne, the sweetest one, eh, me oh my oh. Hey, son of a gun, gonna have big fun on the bayou. Well, jambalaya and a crawfish pie and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my Mashazamio. A pick guitar and a fill fruit jar and big ale. A son of a gun, gonna have big fun on the bayou. Well, the tibby doors and a fountain nose and a place is buzzing. It can folk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. They dress in style and they go hog wild and big ale. A son of a gun, gonna have big fun on the bayou. Well, jambalaya and a crawfish pie and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm a gun. gonna see Mama Shazamio. Hip, hip guitar and a fill-fruit jar and big ale. His son of a gun gonna have big fun on the bike. He later on gonna swap my mom, gonna get me a P-Row. And I'll catch all the fish out on the bayou. He swap my mom to get Yvonne what she need, oh. His son of a gun will have big fun on the bayou.
Everybody.
A jambalaya and a crawfish pie and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. We'll pick guitar and a fill fruit jar and big ale. Son of a gun gonna have big fun on the bayou. Hey, son of a gun gonna have big fun on the bayou.
If we ever published a record, you know, remember 45s? This would be on the A side. This would be, you know, I joke about Ain't No Bobs being our self-proclaimed hit, but this really would be our hit here. So, starts on a C, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Take a look around. What do you see? Look like you and me, each one different, still the same. We're all playing a human race game. So grab your bags, get on down the road. And if you're going my way, my friend, I'll help you take a load off your feet, make your whole day complete. Sure feels good to be living in God's world. So keep on smiling, let it show. And all the others smile when they know.
Yes, sir.
Of the good intentions that proceed. We're all feeling one another's needs. Grab your bags, get on down the road. If you're going my way, my friend, I'll help you take a load off your feet and make your whole day complete. Sure feels good to be living in God's world. You down.
Don't let it get you down.
Nobody friendly anymore in your town. Gotta let your heart, be your guide. Let all love flow way down deep inside. So grab your bags, get on down the road. And if you're going my way, my friend, I'll help you take a load off your feet. Make your whole day complete. Sure feels good to be living in God's word. It sure feels good to be living in God's word.
All right, we ain't got no more songs, so it's time to eat. David, you want to say thank you to God for this food?
Sure.
No, wait, we got announcements. I'm getting all excited here. Food is coming.
We have instructions, Bob. Okay, so the food is ready. You can go down either side of the table. We have lasagna today that is gluten-free, corn and rice, salad, roll, and a brownie. And help yourself to drinks. And then Gary. Oh, we also have a special thing we need to do today.
Okay, today is Nina Munley's birthday.
Whoa.
So let's sing happy birthday.
Yeah.
All right, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Nina. Happy birthday to you. We appreciate Nina so much for all the behind-the-scenes work she does. She's done a lot on this, as well as Janice, but happy birthday, Nina. Mm-hmm.
Now, Gary's
sorry you have
pray.
To work on your birthday.
Yeah. Okay. One more thing. Standing over there, I can't see that well, but I think he's over there. Sean Mornin, our new director of evangelism and outreach at Emmanuel Bible Church. So welcome him. Say hello to him. Good to meet him here. So
hi,
now,
Gary's.
Hey, Sean, you're on the clock, right? Come up here and would you say thank you to God for the food?
We'll get him up front. This is
wow.
That was good, huh? This is the only job you'll ever have where you get this paid to pay.
Other duties as assigned.
Amen. So. Amen. Amen. Well, it's definitely it's a pleasure to be here, but it was really just bless the Lord for these talented men that love the Lord and are using their gifts. So praise God. Praise God for that. And let's continue to give him thanks and praise, for he deserves all the glory. Father in heaven, we thank you and we praise you. First and foremost, because you are our God. And we thank you that you are our Father. And we are only able to know that because of your perfect Son. Thank you for sending him. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your death, your burial, and your resurrection. And that is the only thing that has made us acceptable in your sight.